All right, let's get to our Southern Company Business of Sports segment.
It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
And let's bring on Pete Sherrard into Esports Youth League Season 3, getting started soon. Pete, appreciate you coming on and talking about it today.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate y'all having me.
So we're talking about 10 to 14-year-olds. You must be excited. Tell us about it.
Yeah, basically what it is, you know, we do youth Fortnite leagues, and we're going to start adding in some different tournaments. We're getting into Madden, NBA 2K, and FIFA. It's basically, my background is traditional youth sports, you know, grow up like you guys playing Little League Baseball and youth soccer and stuff. And I'm trying to, you know, we started getting together with a partner of mine and say, hey, where's that funnel for these kids coming up playing esports, you know, giving them all these opportunities that are out there with high school and college and getting scholarships now to go to college and do esports and gaming. We want to get them young and start teaching them, you know, positive. You know, we want to incorporate that health and fitness aspect, let them get up and move around in between games and kind of help push them along and also educate the parents and get them up to speed and what opportunities are out there for those kids.
It sounds like a great deal. And right now, too, what we found out, Pete, is kids can actually get some money to go to college for these esports leagues.
Yeah, that's right. You have right now there's over 170 varsity esports teams, or colleges and universities that are offering esports, varsity esports teams. And there's over like $16 million in scholarship money available out there. So, and even your big schools, you know, like the Ohio State, Georgia State right here in Atlanta has an esports program you can get scholarship money and stuff for. So the opportunities are out there to further your education using the gaming the method.
Yeah, and more information you can find n2esports.com. That's capital N2esports.com. And this market's exploded with this, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's I mean, it was on the rise. It was really exploding, you know, kind of comparison. I think the NFL, you know, and their revenue, they increase, what, 6 or 7% every year. And the esports is growing around an average of 15 to 20% each year. And now, unfortunately, that we're all stuck at home, it seems like it's just exploding even more. And so it's definitely big. We're trying to give these kids, like, again, an opportunity to incorporate the positive aspects of esports and gaming and show them all those opportunities they have out there to further their education with it.
Pete, one thing I didn't understand about when you were talking to us about it here is the idea of incorporating, like, health and wellness and fitness in it. When I think esports, I think sitting on the couch. Is that not?
That's right.
I mean, how can you do both?
Well, we have a partnership with Northside Hospital Sports Medicine. They definitely have a reach out to the esports community. And what we do is we try to tell the kids, you know, time limits. You know, don't sit in front of, you know, you see these streamers like Ninja and them, they sit in front for 8-10 hours playing games. We try to, you know, when we incorporate this kid, we make them stand up every 30 minutes. You stand up, walk around, do stretches, do exercises. You know, make sure your proper posture if you are gaming. It is important. We do tell them, hey, you need to get, you know, do some activity if it's out going out for a walk or going out for a jog. So in the Northside really helps us incorporate the curriculum into that, the health and fitness aspect and nutrition, exercising and stuff like that to really tell them, hey, getting out and being physical and moving around helps your body, it helps your mind, and it helps you focus on whatever you're going to sit down and do.
So the N2 Esports Youth Leagues, you play and compete with neighbors, friends, and teammates. Hey, this sounds a lot like playing Little League Baseball, right? That was half the fun, too. You're playing with friends, neighbors, guys in the neighborhood. This is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of how we propose it to students. Hey, this is the Little League of Esports. We've been on site before our current state of things. We were on site in downtown Sugar Hill. So we actually bring all the kids in. We team them up so they have to work together, develop strategy skills, talk to each other, teamwork. We mix them up each week. So that's really it got them into that social environment, making new friends, which they can continue to game with each other and meet up after that. Now we're kind of bringing everything online using all the streaming platforms and things like that. And once we are given the go-ahead, we're going to be right back on site and get these kids back together again.
Sounds like a great deal. This is the letter N, the number 2, esports.com to be able to get more information.
Hey, good luck with it.
All right. And also, one last thing. We're going to go ahead for the next 24 hours. We'll offer $10 off to all the 680 The Fan listeners out there. So they just can go to our website. When they go to register for the season, just type in the code 680 The Fan, and it'll give them $10 off.
That's great, Pete.
Awesome. Pete Sherrard, N2E Sports Youth League, Season 3 getting started soon. You better get your kid hooked up. Pete, thanks so much, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That was this week's Business of Sports Minutes, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.